Back here on Downtown, about 16 after 4 o'clock on your Monday afternoon, it's time for us to talk Black Bear football. Our Black Bear reports brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718 and by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor. With full service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing, visit creative-ps.com. We're joined on the phone by the head coach of the Black Bears, Jordan Stevens. Jordan, a good Monday afternoon to you.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Rich. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, thanks. How's your day so far?
We're good.
Oh, we got a little bad connection there. Oh, I think we got you back now. Yeah,
no,
it's
I got you.
Okay.
I'm doing well, Rich. We're just kind of moved on to Hampton now and getting ready for them.
Let's talk a little bit, if we can, about last Saturday's game. But first of all, I think guys did their best out there, but it had to be a tough game for everybody involved. I mean, you grew up pretty close to Lewiston. I know guys went out there and gave it their best, but boy, that had to be a challenging experience for the staff and the players.
Yeah, certainly. I thought the players adapted well, and you know, they did a really nice job just focusing and showing compassion, but also in recognition of the families and victims of the Lewiston shooting. And still keeping all those families in our thoughts and our prayers, that community. And I know our players really did a nice job with that. So, the game kind of took a back seat for probably 24 hours. And, even then, I know it was definitely had a different feel around the game. But we did play in their honor.
No question about that. And I thought, boy, really, we said it on the air. I thought in the first half you really outplayed them. A couple of breaks that went their way. I didn't have a real good angle on that fumble, the scoop and score. It looks like it was the right call. But a couple of breaks, and you guys could have had the lead at halftime.
Yeah, I mean, ball security was the thing that hurt us in the game. I mean, turning the ball over 3 times, it's hard to win if you do that. We weren't able to get it done, and I think we all had we go into every game anticipating and playing and expecting to win, and I thought our players really competed to do that, but just too many mistakes and didn't execute well enough to do that in the end. But we'll look to bounce back this week, and our message right now with the team is finishing on a high note, finishing with a home winning record this year would be an improvement, and we want to show that to the progress.
Absolutely. Well, as you mentioned, you got Hampton coming to town this week. You beat them last year down there in a close game. They're playing pretty well, and especially that run game, which right now is the number one rushing offense in the CAA.
That's right. I mean, they have really strong backs and a quarterback that can run the ball. So just looking at their stats, I mean, they have 3 players with over 80 carries apiece. I mean, they are an outstanding physical football team and have really done a nice job of establishing that all year and against really good teams. I mean, so we'll have our hands full in that regard. We need to, do a great job stopping the run versus them. And I think we're going to look to move the football on offense and against a physical defense that they have.
Well, you guys have shown, too, that you can put some points on the board. I think that your output against Albany was the second highest total they've given up this year.
Yeah, I mean, we've really found ways to move the ball effectively down the field, and Derek has done an outstanding job of that. Along with the receivers, we've had a number of receivers involved each game. I mean, Mike Monio stepped up big with 10 catches this past game. So, there's guys each week that step up in different roles, and it kind of speaks to our depth and the investment the players have in their preparation.
We've talked about this before, too, but looking around at the scores from Saturday, yet again, it just shows the depth of the CAA, that it doesn't matter who's playing who in any given week. All these games tend to be awfully close and come down to a couple of big plays here and there, and I don't think there's a league in all of FCS football that's as deep from top to bottom as the CAA.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I think, just the talent pool within the conference has just grown tremendously in the past few years, and even just the jump from last year to this year, I mean, there's some really good players in this league, and with size, athleticism, this league continues to get better, and it's exciting to be a part of it and knowing that in the direction it's heading in.
Absolutely. Well, we hope you have a good week of practice. Look forward to seeing you up there on Saturday as your Black Bears play the final home game of the year against Hampton. Jordan, thanks so much, as always, for being with us.
Yeah, appreciate it, Rich. See you guys next week.
You got it. That's Jordan Stevens, head coach of Black Bear football, with us here on Downtown. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services, located on the Dowd Road in Bangor. They offer full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. They can take your business to the next level, professional and innovative work. The experienced team at Creative can help you with design, print, marketing, and more. Full-color printing, business cards and forms, brochures, flyers, fast, accurate printing is their specialty. It's Creative Print Services. Dowd Road, Bangor, a proud supporter of the Black Bears. Call 947-2250 or visit them online at creative-ps.com.